What a wonderful day we celebrate today. Of course, we are right in the season right after Pentecost. The other holidays that we have celebrated, including last Sunday's solemn feast of Saints Peter and Paul, are now extant. And now we continue with the time after Pentecost, until that Advent, with some exceptions. Of course, we have the Transfiguration in August, and the Assumption in August. We have the Feast of the Holy Cross in September. And we have, of course, the Feast of All Saints and of All Souls in November. So, and of course, the whole year, or the month of October, ends with the Feast of Christ the King. Now, in the readings of today, especially the Gospel, but not only the Gospel. Now, St. Paul and the Epistle from St. James and his Epistle, I'm so used to saying St. Paul that I can't remember, you know. He wrote almost everything. That's why we celebrated him on the day after the 29th, on June the 30th. We had a special commemoration for St. Paul. The Epistle of St. James, which is very short, but very matter of fact. He must have been a disciplinarian, you know. I must have inherited his blood. But at the same time, he tells us of all the wonderful things that God does and has done for us, and how we need to follow Christ completely. We need to, as he ends his pericope, casting away all uncleanness and abundance of naughtiness. I just love the Elizabethan English, naughtiness. What on earth are they talking about? Use your imagination, which you do anyway, unfortunately. I'll see you in the confessional next week. With meekness, receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. And what is the engrafted word? If you were to ask one of the Protestants, the heretics that do not believe in the faith, the Holy Catholic faith, they would say it's this, it's black and white, the Bible, the Bible, the Bible, the Bible. But that's not what he's talking about. What word is engrafted into our souls? It is the Word. In principio erat verbum, et verbum erat apud Deum, et verbum erat Deus. And the Word was a Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That is the Word that St. James is talking about here. And of course, as we are transformed by baptism, by conversion, by all the other things that we do, we are able to be engrafted with that Word. And then in the Gospel, we see how Jesus Christ, the Word of God, made man through the agreement of the Most Holy Mother, the Immaculate Conception. Be it done unto me according to thy word, as we particularly celebrated yesterday, the first Saturday of this month of July, dedicated to the precious blood of Jesus, the precious blood of Jesus, which he got only from her. In the Gospel, we see that our Lord arrives at the Lake of Gennesaret, and then he tells Simon Peter and the apostles, they're already out of their boat, cleaning their nets. They have been fishing all night and didn't catch a thing. So our Lord says, "Duc in altum," going to the deep, Now it's interesting because dukin altum also means go to the heights. And this weekend, on the 4th, we celebrate the feast for the last time of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati. And that was his motto, Duke in Altum. Now, I say the last time because next July, when we celebrate it, he will be Saint Pier Giorgio Frassati. Now, today, we celebrate the feast of one of my favorite saints since I was a little boy, Santa Maria Goretti, Saint Maria Goretti. After Mass, I will bless you all at once, not one by one. I can't do that much. All at once, I will bless you. After the final blessing, before the final hymn, I will bless you all with the first class relic of Saint Maria Goretti, a saint of purity, 13 years old or so, who refused to do any of that uncleanness and naughtiness about which St. James speaks. And today is her feast. A wonderful day. But then our Lord turns to St. Peter, getting back to the Gospel. And he says, Ducin altum, go into the deep. And of course it's understood to fish. They're not going into the deep to swim. They're going into the deep to fish. And St. Peter says, we have been at it all night and kept nothing. But at your word, O Lord, O Commander, in the Latin translation of the Gospel, which of course originally was in Greek, though perhaps St. John was in Latin also, he uses the word preceptor. It means commander. At your command, O Commander, I will do as you ask, as you say. I will obey. And that, of course, is the big message of this Gospel. I will obey. Obedience. Obedience. And of course, we have to obey God. We have to obey Holy Mother of the Church. We have to obey our superiors, our lawful superiors. So St. Peter gives us the example. We celebrate him again this Sunday. Preceptor, at thy word, I will obey. And so they obey. And what happens? They catch so many fish, their ship is about to go under and turn over. But then nothing happens because they trusted in the Lord and they took it out and they were able to clean the fish and sell them and eat them and so forth, as is understood. They didn't catch fish just to kill poor little animals for nothing. They caught the fish in order to eat, because God has given us so many, many, many things for our sustenance. The fishes, the birds, the sheep, the cows and bulls, the little lambs. Yes, they're so cute, but when the time comes, they need to be slaughtered too. And they're delicious. And so, of course, we have all the greeneries that he has given us, all the vegetables that we sometimes like and sometimes don't. But those are all gifts of God. And so our Lord makes it clear to them, because of their obedience, they have received all these fish, all these gifts. And we too. If we are obedient to our Lord and those who represent him, we too shall receive many, many gifts, many blessings. And so we need to remember this when we are tempted by the devil to do our own will and to not do what we are told. We need to do as we are told, and then we shall see the reward. The reward which shall come right away, perhaps, but the greatest reward will come at the end of time, and at the end of our time, our death, when we should be admitted, perhaps with a short stay in purgatory. Some of you, especially whoever had that phone, a long stay in purgatory. But then heaven. Heaven. Can you possibly even imagine what the reward is that we shall receive in heaven? As we celebrate these feasts, secular feasts, but also gifts from God, of Independence Day, the sesquicentennial anniversary of that, and next year it will be a big anniversary. But as we celebrate also all the other things that God has given to us, let us give thanks to Him, and let us, in our love and obedience, follow Him to heaven. With Saint Maria Goretti, with Blessed Soon, Saint Pier Giorgio Frassati, and all the saints in heaven, let us rejoice and be glad, because what we will receive is beyond our comprehension, beyond our understanding. The glories of heaven, with Mary and all the saints adoring God the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost.